For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with our leadoff batter, Ben. Since it's baseball, we're going to go with the baseball analogy. Our leadoff batter, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve, for having me back again. Great to be here. And as always, hopefully I can provide some value to your listeners here today.
All right. You always do. And for our listening audience, write this phone number down because I think we're going to get your attention today. So you can reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005. You could also go online at homedownsizing.com. Excellent website, lots of information, homedownsizing.com. So, Ben, I know that you work with your clients very specifically. You'll buy their home for cash as is, and there are a lot of benefits to that. We've talked many times on the program. It's a good fit for some people. Maybe it's not a good fit for everyone, but it is for some people, and it's an excellent fit for some people. But what if they don't have enough stuff to work with an estate sale or an auction company? How can you help that person?
Sure. Steve, one of the things that I hear a lot when I initially speak to a person, if they're thinking about selling a house and transitioning to something smaller, is that they have a lot of stuff. So certainly if they've been there for 10, 20, 30, some people 40 years or more, understandably, they've accumulated a lot of things during their life. And at this point, what I've encountered, you get things from your parents. They kind of pass down in generations. Yeah. So you not only have your own stuff, but you have other people's stuff too.
That's a lot to worry about. That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. And when a person's looking at downsizing, they just don't have the room to put all that stuff. And there's really no reason, unless you're using the items that you have. I see a lot of people that will rent a storage space, which is, and then they never see it, so that'll stay there for who knows how long.
Yep.
And so what I've run into is they say, well, we need to go through our things, and we're going to have an estate sale company or an auction company come over and see if they can monetize some of these things that we just don't need or want any longer or can't give away. And a lot of times, well, pretty much any time, my experience with estate sale companies and auction companies is understandably they need to have enough good stuff that they can sell in order to make it worth their while to come in and have that estate sale or auction. And usually that's around $15,000 or so, okay, from my experience of what the company will want so that they can charge their fee on that. Each company has different fee arrangements, but in order to have to make it worthwhile, that's what the ballpark number is that they have. And so with our company, though, we can come in, and if we buy the house, we can work with people that do not have that threshold, mm-hmm, of good stuff. We can still bring an estate sale company in, kind of subsidize what they need to be paid to have that auction or, mm-hmm, estate sale, and still be able to provide the service to the homeowner to monetize there are things that they don't want in the best way possible. So we can provide that service to people that otherwise would not be able to receive it.
So that makes a lot of sense. So what you're doing is you're coming in, and if they're not on their own, if they're not going to meet that, like you said, that threshold to get the attention of an estate sale or an auction service or something like that, you're going to make that work. You're going to make that happen. And that's just one of the tangible benefits of working with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That's correct. Again, as you just mentioned, it provides, we hope it provides that service that they would not otherwise be able to receive. Otherwise, people are left having a garage sale or maybe just discarding things that are of value, but they just don't have the resources, or the resource does not want to come in and provide that service because of the small amount of things. And we can overcome that.
And a lot of times you may have a lot of stuff and it's just, and you hate to say it, but it's just not worth much. And so maybe it's worth a lot to you because there's a lot of sentimental connection there, but maybe this stuff is just not worth much in the eyes of someone else willing to pay you X dollars for that item or whatever it is. So I think this is the hardest part of moving and downsizing is, what do you do with all your stuff, especially if you have the sentimental attachment to a lot of that?
Mm-hmm. Certainly there's that. And also with a lot of the estate sale companies or auction companies, even if they can come in and have that estate sale or auction, then there's usually always something left over that they can't monetize. There's always, typically anyway, people's stuff that they don't want to move with them, they can't give away, or the family does not want those items. Sometimes it's hard even giving things to charity.
Yep.
And if they can't get rid of those things, then they need to bring in a dumpster, and they have the time and effort or expense of cleaning out the house for a traditional sale. And in our situation, whatever's left, we just take the house as is. So that's an expense that they don't have to worry about, that the homeowner doesn't have to worry about also, besides trying to monetize as much of the good stuff that we can for them.
I wish I would have known about you in 2003. So we had my grandparents, and you know, may they rest in peace. Gosh, I love them so much. And but we had to go through their stuff. And I'll tell you what, that was not quite a nightmare, but it was moving in that direction. And it's only because my grandpa, and again, God bless him, he wasn't officially a hoarder, but he was in the neighborhood, right? And so he was an aggressive collector, even if it was junk. Oh, somebody might need that. And so he'd pick it up intending on giving it to someone. Well, that never happened. And so that just sat there in the garage. And the whole garage was just full of just junk. I mean, it was just terrible. And then he started bringing it into the basement. And the grandma, she tried to keep that in check as best she could. But the bottom line is, our family, after they passed, we went through and we had to go through stuff that we thought could be sold at a sale, things that could be donated, and then, frankly, a ton of this stuff we just had to throw in a dumpster that we rented.
Mm-hmm. And that's a common occurrence, I think, from what I've encountered anyway. And so with all of those steps, you know, a lot of people might say, well, if you're a home buyer, you're probably not going to offer market value or something like that. But really, for the people that need the services, even just a couple that we just mentioned, being able to monetize a lesser amount of items that an estate sale or auction company would not be able to do otherwise, that's going to add value and money in your pocket when you're transitioning, as well as not having to worry about the dumpster or any of the clean out of the house, which companies will charge you for as well. So with our service of buying the house, those are included.
And The time. We were fortunate to where, I mean, we were able to do that, but a lot of families are not able to just stop what they're doing and go over there and basically live in that house for 2 or 3 weeks dealing with all of this stuff.
Especially if they're out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
And busy with their own families out of town, especially.
So if this is resonating with you, And you're like, wait a minute, this makes a lot of sense. I would strongly encourage you to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions and you hear what we're talking about. So it's not just about, you know, offering a cash offer on the house and moving. There are a lot of other moving parts and a lot of other major benefits that you may not see just right up front. And Ben, I know that we're going to want to talk about, you know, what if someone's moving to senior living and they're on a waiting list? And we can talk about that here in just a second. But I know another benefit is that along with selling your stuff and not having to worry about the estate sale and the auction and all of those folks, and maybe offering that service where maybe a traditional estate sale service wouldn't agree to help you out. You can help there, but you can also help the family by them staying in the home, in the house, even after closing if they're in a waiting list situation. So reach out again to Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. An estate sale company typically needs how much in sales to take on your estate? A, 2,000, B, 5,000, C, 10,000, or D, 15,000? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. An estate sale company typically needs how much in sales to take on the sale of your estate? Here are your options. A, $2,000. B, $5,000. C, $10,000. Or D, $15,000. And the answer is D, $15,000. And Ben, I think they need that certain minimum threshold because I'm assuming they charge a percentage of sales and they need to make sure that they're making enough to make it worth their while and worth their effort, et cetera.
That's correct. That's my, from my experience anyway, talking to different estate sale and auction companies, that $15,000, maybe a little bit less depending on the stuff that a person has.
Yeah.
But that's a good ballpark number, what I've been told anyway,
yeah,
that these companies want to make sure that it's worth their while.
And again, if you have less stuff than that, you might reach out to Ben Socek and he can talk to you about how he can help you with that. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, what if a person is in their house, they're wanting to sell their house, they love the idea of having you help them with all their stuff, which I think is maybe the most paralyzing part of all of this. What do I do with all this stuff? But what if they're on a waiting list, waiting for a space to become available at a senior care community?
That's, again, one of the benefits that we can offer a person when we buy a house from someone. We've worked with numerous individuals in a couple different scenarios. One, if they're on a waiting list and if they're waiting for a specific type of apartment to open up, one specific one that we worked with a couple of years ago was that a lady was waiting for a ground floor apartment that accepted pets.
Oh boy, that's very specific.
Very specific, yeah. And I think very rare from what I was told.
Everybody wants the ground floor.
And yeah. And especially accepting pets as well is a big thing. And so when the apartment complex called her and said, we're going to have one opening, but we need your deposit this week.
Oh.
She did not want to, of course, put down a deposit unless she knew her house was sold.
Okay. You're in that catch 22.
Correct.
Right there. Yeah. You're in the rock and the hard place right in the middle.
That's correct. And so she called us and that week we had a purchase agreement to buy the house. But she did not need to move, though, until she was able to transition into her apartment. And so
now you have a timing issue.
Correct. There's usually also a timing issue because if the apartment complex doesn't, or senior living community doesn't have that apartment ready to go right when they say, you know, we all know there's never any issues with contractors with certain timelines. And of course, that's my dry humor meant to be sarcastic.
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I caught that.
Okay. But so there's usually always some hiccup there. And so with us, we were able to buy this person's house, but let them so that she knew she had, she could go ahead and put the deposit down on the apartment. She could move, and but not have to move until that apartment was ready. And so gave her the peace of mind to be able to stay in her house until she was able to make that transition.
So you solved two major issues. One, funding the deposit on a coveted location in a community that would allow pets. So very specific. So you solve that issue, and then she had to wait for a period of time for that apartment to be vacated, probably flipped and rehabbed, et cetera, maybe some carpet and paint, et cetera. You always have to deal with that when you're dealing with apartments. And so you solved her second issue by allowing her to stay in the house even after the house was sold and closed for a period of time until that specific apartment was available. So you solved two major, major issues for this lady.
That's correct. And that was a fairly short-term situation that we were working with. But with a longer situation, I've talked to several communities just recently that when I said, does your community have a wait list? They just kind of laughed because they had huge wait lists of people.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
And so one thing that we can do, I haven't done much of this, but I'm certainly happy to see if we can be a right solution for people, is if they are on a wait list, they know where they want to go, and they know they're going to have to sell the house or want to sell the house at some point and don't want to worry about repairs or maintenance in the time being, we can certainly step in, buy the house now, and provide whatever services a person wants for maintenance, repairs, until they make that transition so that they don't have to worry about a house and taking care of a house any longer. They can kind of be in a senior living situation without the issues of owning a house.
Yeah, and that is a very comprehensive offer right there. If this is getting your attention, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. Guarantee we've stirred up a few questions out there. So Ben will answer the phone and visit with you, answer your questions, and it may just be a great fit for you. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now, Ben, you were walking into the studio, and I'm like, wait a minute, that looks like a new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. So tell us about your new book, and I'm excited. I'm going to read it right away.
Absolutely, Steve. It's a more comprehensive book than my previous one that was focused just on exclusively downsizing your house.
Yeah.
This book talks about the different steps and the different services or professionals that a person may run into along the downsizing process, such as senior move managers, organizers, senior placement agents.
We all know who the best placement agent is, of course.
There you go.
Senior
care consulting can help you with that aspect of it.
And, anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. And along with the different types of senior living, and of course, the services that Home Downsizing Solutions can provide, along with to overcome the challenges that can come with selling a house and transitioning to something smaller. So, if a person would like a free copy of the book, just go to homedownsizing.com and request one through the form on the website. And hopefully, the domain name stressfreehomedownsizing.com should be live very shortly.
Okay. All right. So the best bet, the for sure bet, homedownsizing.com. Just request your free copy of Ben's brand new book, Stress-Free Home Downsizing. And then sometime in the very near future, I don't know if it's on by the time of this broadcast. It could be shortly thereafter, stressfreehomedownsizing.com, and that's in the works. So, Ben, thank you so much for all that you do, and I want to talk to you next time we have you on the program about your franchise opportunity, because you are expanding nationwide, and I think this is just a fantastic opportunity for the right person.
Absolutely. I would love to talk to you. And of course, anyone else that has an interest in providing home downsizing services in their community, I think it's a great opportunity for anyone. If anyone would like some free resources on downsizing, just go to homedownsizingreport.com and grab some free resources on that there.
That's an excellent weekly news report. And so I, again, reach out to Ben, 855-291-5005, and he will hook you up. Ben, thanks for being here today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Steve, for the opportunity to talk to you. And if I can be of value to anyone out there, please let me know.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears here a little bit, and I want to talk about a major issue in the market. And I'll tell you what, I probably should have set this up with the teaser at the end of the last segment. But I'm seeing something that I've not seen in over 21 years operating senior care consulting. And this one is it just kind of blows my mind. And I think it says a lot of things, but and I'm not going to do a consumer alert and all that kind of stuff, but this is an alert, maybe a warning. Do not wait. And I mean, do not wait to conduct your search when searching for a senior care community. Don't put that off. And I know I say that all the time and be proactive, but there's a little different angle here. And it's this. So late every year, then early the following year, I usually talk about the demand cycle. So there's peak demand, January, February, and pretty much through about the middle, maybe toward the end of March. So that first 2.5-3 months, that's the highest demand for all of senior care, all of it. And you can expect waiting lists, and you can expect there to, you know, not be a bed or an apartment or a space available for you. And it's just to be expected. And then what happens is you move into April, May, and June, and that peak demand starts to come down. And then June, July, August, you're going to see kind of the prime summer months. That is when the demand will be the lowest. And then there's always a demand, but it's the lowest. And then you'll start to see it pick back up into the fall, and then boom, it'll pop up January through March. April, May, and into June starts to tail off. June kind of through August is kind of the low spot. And it does every single year, over and over and over and over again. Well, except for this year. And that's the first time in over 21 years. I'm seeing waiting lists go long, long and far past that traditional peak time frame of January through March. And so here's what's happening. So I'm working with some clients, and we went out in January and February, and they were wanting to move by this summer. And the places that we went to, oh yeah, we'll definitely have some space available by this summer. And then here we are this summer, my clients are wanting and needing to move. And now they're saying, oh, well, we still have, you know, 2 people, 4 people, 6 people on the waiting list. And the demand has not kind of cooled off. And in fact, it's increasing. So here is the message. Here's the message. If you think you need to move in the next 6 to 12 months, so by the end of the year, maybe after the first of the year, or maybe by next summer, when should you begin looking around, doing your search and trying to select the best place for you? When should you do that? Should you put it off? No, you should not. and I'm always saying that. But especially with this increased demand, it's at a peak level and it's into the middle of June and I don't see it letting up. I don't see it letting up. I don't know if it's ever going to fall this year. I think it may just stay right there. So if you're thinking about moving in the next 6 to 12 months, you should be out doing your search right now. Do yourself a huge, gigantic favor and get out and conduct that search and selection process. Make some decisions. Get your name on a couple of different waiting lists and then wait it out and try to work out the timing that way. And here's what happens if you don't do that. And I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls from clients saying, yeah, Steve, hate to ask you this, but you know, how soon can you turn this around? We're going to need to move on this very quickly. And we know we should have called you 6 months ago or last summer or, you know, the first of the year. And we put it off and put it off, and we kind of knew we should have called you, but it's easy to put off, and I get that. And now here we are, and we're in a mess, and how fast can you turn this around? And we're just going to have to take the best place available that has a space open today. And we can do that, and we help families all the time in a crisis type of a situation. And sometimes things happen and you just can't anticipate those things. And that's okay. That's called life. And stuff happens, right? But if you're not in that situation and you have a situation at home or with a loved one and you can see this coming from a mile away, you need to get out right away. Because with my clients, with Senior Care Consulting, we're not interested in just any place that has an open space available. That's missing the whole point. Anyone can go out and find any place that has a space available. With Senior Care Consulting, we want the best fit and the best place available. So it has to be the right fit, and then it has to be the best place available. And if that place has a waiting list of 3 or 6 or 9 or 12 months, and you need to move in the next 30 days, or maybe 45, 60 days, you need to move pretty quickly, all of these places that are just, they're just great, but they don't have a space available within your very short time frame, all of those places are off the table. All of those options are gone. And now you're going to be stuck with the places that just happen to have a space available. And guess what? All of the best places are full. And you know why? Because they're the best places, right? Everybody wants to be in the best place. And they're in high demand and they're full. So the warning, the notice, demand is high. I don't see it letting up like it has done for the last 21 years in a row. This is a very unique situation. You need to get out right away, go through the search and selection process, get your name on a couple of waiting lists, and then manage that timing so that you can consider the right fit and the best place available for your loved one. And if you need help with that, of course, as always, you can phone my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. And you could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Check out some information. Check it out. If it looks good, shoot me an email, fill out one of the contact forms, and we'll get in touch with you. All right. So wanted to talk about really the two primary levels of care. And so if you're living at home and then you need to move to a place that provides care. Okay, that first stop is general. There are some other levels of care. I'm not going to touch too much on these today, but I do want to talk about assisted living. And so everyone has heard about assisted living. Oh, yeah, it's assisted living. Well, what is assisted living? So a lot of folks think that assisted living is a medical model that can do all of these things. But I'm here to tell you, they provide a lot of support, but it's generally not medically based. So the assisted living level of care is a social model that can help you minimally or fully with your activities of daily living. So it can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom. They can help out with incontinence care and support to a point. They distribute all of your medications. They have a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. They have doctors that will come into the assisted living community and see you there. It'll save you a trip out. Most people love that. Okay, that doctor essentially makes a house call. And how cool is that? That's great and super convenient. They have transportation that can take you out to doctor's appointments if you want to continue seeing your primary care physician or maybe go see a specialist. Okay, there is a lot to like about assisted living. Tremendous amount of care. And coming up next, I'm going to talk about the three primary pricing models and the monthly cost of the assisted living level of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to the assisted living level of care. I defined what it is. Now I want to talk to you about pricing models. So of the assisted living level of care, again, it's more of a social model rather than a medical model. They help you with all of your activities of daily living and distribute your medications for you and all of the things, right? So there's a tremendous amount of care there. And it's a perfect level of care for so many people. So the pricing models that you will encounter, I think the main one, maybe the most popular one that you would run into out there, the most common one, is referred to as a base plus level of care. So you have a base cost of, I'll just make up a number of $5,000 a month for your apartment and all of the basic cares and supports that they offer, and the meals and everything, et cetera, et cetera. And then they have what's called a level of care charge that is on top of that. You might see level of care 1, 2, and 3. But I've seen quite a few places that have, you know, 4 or maybe even 5 different level of care charges. So let's say it's $5,000 for a base, and then each level of care is $500. So the concept is, if you need a little bit of help, and maybe a level of care 1, so you're paying $5,500 a month, or 2, maybe $6,000 a month. If you require a tremendous amount of support and help, and you're using a lot more of their staffing resources, you might be a 4 or a 5. And in that case, you know, a 5 would be an additional $2,500 over and above the $5,000. So you would be paying $7,500. And so the concept is, if you use less, you pay less. If you require more, you use more resources, and you're receiving a lot more care, you're paying more. That's the most common one. And then there are some places that have what's, I just call it a flat fee. They might refer to it as like an all-inclusive fee. So, you know, their price is, you know, $6,500 or $7,000, whatever the number is. Okay. And that is just a flat fee. So if you need a little help, you need a lot of help, we've got you covered. And another thing that would affect that base charge and these flat fees would be the size of your apartment. So a studio apartment is less than a 1-bedroom apartment, is less than a 2-bedroom apartment. Okay, if that makes sense. And then the third fee which is most of my clients do not love this one. It's a base plus a la carte. So the director of nursing or someone at that community would do an assessment, and they would meticulously go through and assign 1 or 2 or 5 points for this and that and the other, and they figure it out and they add it up, and it adds another $1,873.42, right? And then you add that on top of your base. And then the thing is, that's going to change every single month because you're paying a la carte, and usually everything is not exactly the same as far as your care every single month. So, and they charge you for, you know, every time they distribute a medicine, it's X dollars. Okay. And every time they do this, it's X dollars. And that, and they do that, it's X dollars. So what happens is it's very, very detailed. The goal with that is to bill you exactly for exactly what you used and required and needed. And nothing more, nothing less. But I think the challenge with that is that I think it sets up almost an adversarial review at the end of each month. Oh, my gosh, it's more this time or it's less. What's going on? Then you have to go through this whole laundry list. And I've just had some people report to me that they feel like it was a little bit of kind of a nickel and dime kind of a situation. And they just did not love that. But some places, they want to be accurate, and that's their goal, and that's what they offer. All right, so let's jump into the cost of the assisted living level of care. And again, it's largely, unless it's one of the flat fee for services, and it's still influenced by these things, but especially a base plus a level of care charge or a base plus an a la carte would be affected by, again, the size of your apartment and then how much care and how much support you need and what kind of resources are you using. So you're going to be looking, I think, nationwide, a solid average of $6,000 per month to about $9,000 per month. And then that is going to cover, I think, the majority of pricing models and the majority of markets and the majority of the situations. Now, what if a couple moves into an assisted living apartment? What then? That's an excellent question, Steve. Is it 2 times the base, or is it 2 times, you know, $6,000 to $9,000? Nope, it's not. So I think this is probably the best value in the entire continuum of care. And here's a really, really common example. I have so many clients, so many couples I've worked with, and one spouse needs the care. The other spouse is really tired and they can't keep up with providing all of this care, but they don't want to be separated. They want to be together. So they move into the assisted living apartment, the assisted living community, and the spouse needing the care pays the $5,000 base and a level of care 3 charge or whatever the number is. And they pay, you know, the $6,500 a month, $7,000, whatever the number is. Then the second person, the other spouse, they may be fully independent. They just don't want to be away from their spouse. That would be me, by the way. If it ever came to that, I would not want to be separated from my wife. So the second spouse could be fully independent. They would pay what's called a second person fee. And that second person fee is usually, I don't know, I've seen around, you know, $1,000 to $1,500 a month. That would be pretty common for them to pay that little bit extra. And then if that second person required care at some point, then they would add on that level of care 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. But it would be added on to that lower base of $1,000 to $1,500, if that makes sense. Okay, so you could have 2 people staying somewhere fully cared for, you know, $8,000, $9,000, you know, maybe $10,000 for 2 people to receive care and live together in a nice assisted living apartment. So if all of that sounds just really confusing to you, reach out to Senior Care Consulting. This is what we do. we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine exactly what you need. So that's the right fit. That's what we need to find. And then we will, and that's just the beginning of the very, very thorough and transparent process. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I said I was going to get to long-term care. Maybe I'll do that next week. I just flat out ran out of time. Too much information, right? All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.